In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Amanda Ayala. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, Ed. How are you?
I'm doing great. How old are you, Amanda?
I am 21 years old.
Only 21 years old. But you've had a lot of music out, haven't you?
I have. Over the past couple of years, I've had my fair share of releases.
We'll get to why the last couple of years have been so busy for you in just a moment. Where are you from?
I originally am from Yonkers, New York, but I'm now residing in Putnam County, New York.
So you're 21. Is school in the outlook now or no?
So, yes, I actually, while doing the midst of music, you know, I attended Mercy College for 4 years, and I got my bachelor's degree in marketing during all of this as well.
Clever idea, and I think the marketing has held you in good stead because you seem to be doing all right. You seem to have that classic rock kind of voice. Is that the stuff you listened to when you were a kid growing up in Yonkers and Putnam?
Essentially, growing up, my parents would always play things from Guns N' Roses to Pat Benatar, so I really grew up on the roots of classic rock, so that's kind of where that genre stemmed from.
If you had to pick one to do for the rest of your life and only one, would it be singing or songwriting?
That's honestly such a tough question because they go so hand in hand, and I love both, but I think I would probably choose singing over songwriting just because it's just something that was my first nature over songwriting.
The big picture, your voice is probably going to take you further than maybe your songwriting
right.
will. Amanda, how did you get on the TV show The Voice?
So essentially, they found me through YouTube and social media, and I guess they saw a couple of my videos. So they reached out, a producer contacted me, and asked if I wanted to come to a private audition.
Wow.
And like a 17-year-old, anyone would be like, absolutely. So I jumped on the chance, and I just kept progressing round after round, and it was still a surreal thing. I didn't think it was actually real until I saw it on TV, and it was just a crazy, crazy experience from there on out.
And you understand that most people wait in line for like hours to be even looked at a TV show like The Voice, and they found you.
That's one of the greatest feelings I feel like, because I kind of got to skip that, which, you know, is kind of discouraging having to wait and seeing all the thousands of people. So mine was very more intimate and made me feel like a lot more comfortable.
How many episodes were you on The Voice?
I guess in total three, because of the histories that they do on the after The Voice and things like that. So a total of three, but I made it to the battle rounds on the show. At the age of 17, that was the first time I was ever in California, and everything was so new to me. So honestly, I soaked up the experience in entirety, and I loved it. I would do it all over again if I could.
Would you do it the same way over again?
That's a great question. I don't know if I would do it the same way, but then again, my outcome might be different. So I always say, you know, things happen for a reason, and, you know, that song and it turned chairs. So it must have done something right.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Amanda Ayala. What kind of advice would you have for anybody who wanted to be on a TV show like The Voice or American Idol that thinks this is the fast track to a career?
So one of the biggest things I would say to anyone wanting to go and audition for a show like a reality competition, be confident in yourself, know your genre, pick songs that you're completely comfortable singing, and just honestly own it, because at the end of the day, if you love music, that's what it's all about, and whether you make it on or you don't, you're still going to find the passion for music, so just go with it with a full heart.
How has life changed since The Voice?
Since The Voice, you know, so many doors have opened for me. I had the chance to perform with Taylor Dane. I opened for Eddie Money and Blue Oyster Cult,
wow.
Sebastian Bach of Skid Row. So it's just, the list goes on for the artists that I've been able to work with and the doors that it's truly opened for me.
Any more TV in your future?
TV is definitely something I have my sights on. Recently in March, I just aired on another show called Who Will Rock You, which I did a cover of Proud Mary. So that was the second show I was on, and I would definitely love to do a third. It's kind of weird. I never thought like TV would be a route for me, but it just comes so natural being in front of camera, where I'm just like, yeah, this is what I do, and I kind of get used to it.
Let's move on. Post-Voice, what are you doing right now?
Currently, I am in the middle of projects right now. I transitioned as, you know, being in a band to more focusing solo on my like own music, just kind of solely by myself.
One of your newer songs, let's play it now. It's called Lost You. How'd that happen? What is it?
I allowed myself to be extremely vulnerable and honest during the writing process for the song. And the story behind it is just for anyone who has ever lost someone in their lives, whether it's a friend, a loved one, that was just so extremely important to you, and you're just really not ready to let go or say goodbye to that person just yet.
Always a good topic for a good song, right?
Absolutely. Heartbreak is the number one method to a great song.
Love and Heartbreak. They go hand in hand. Live shows, do you have any coming up?
A couple things are in the works right now, but nothing has been announced to the public just yet. But I would stay tuned very, very soon for some cool announcements.
Cool. So yeah. You'll come to me first, Amanda, and tell WHUD listeners when your shows are, when it happens.
Absolutely. I would love to.
Where can people find out everything about Amanda Ayala?
People can find out everything about me when I'm playing, when new music is coming out, through my website, which is AmandaAyala.com, or on all social medias under that name as well.
And that's Ayala, A-Y-A-L-A. Okay, here she is again from The Voice. You got to live with that, Amanda, right?
Yes, of course.
Amanda Ayala in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. And here's the cool song called Lost You. Way to go, Amanda. Congratulations. Stay in touch.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.